Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We are listening to a letter from Matt. You're listening. I'm reading. about how he's feeling about he's going through the entire series from The Return in 2005. We've heard what he had to say about Rose. If anyone's got any thoughts and theories, please send them through. But, you know, we did cover this off about 100 episodes ago, 652 to 660. If you want to go back and troll through the archives. Like, we're up to episode 748, so, you know, there's plenty in the background. Anyway, we're up to the end of the world, and I'm loving that Matt is kind of putting a 2023 eye over how he feels about these episodes now, which is fascinating. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do with even the really old episodes, to look at the what was going on at the time, how it's changed to now, which will certainly happen if we do that toy maker bit of business. The end of the world, he says, again, looking from 2023, Britney Spears has actually become a piece of classical music now, even to us. Yeah, Toxic is, I mean, it was a great choice of a song because it's a banger, as the people say. He says, you got to be pretty mean-spirited to dislike this one. We were getting brilliant special effects that just about stand up to the test of time. I mean, it does help that they were in standard definition. And despite Russell T. Davis's insistence on the show remaining family friendly, two of the most brutal deaths of the series, Jabe bursting into flames and burning to death, and Cassandra literally exploding into bloody chunks of meat. Who says this show isn't scary? Yeah, I remember being devastated by Jabe. Also because it happens off screen. Like, those are always the most devastating deaths. Are the ones that because you imagine them really badly. You're like, oh no, this is happening, isn't it? So yeah, it's quite a lot. The end of the world, I remember really enjoying. The Toxic thing was ridiculous, but hilarious. It's just, you know, it's just fun. It's a fun episode, and we got to do the future. I do love that this has been the kind of like structure, and he did that again with the second series that David Tennant did, where it's like, okay, one set now, one we go to the future, and then when we go way to the past. Didn't they even do that with Jodie Whittaker's first series? Wasn't that how that worked? I can't remember. I feel like it was. I feel like we were now in the future and then in the past. Anyway, the end of the world is fun. I do quite enjoy it. And like the scene of, you know, the the shields coming down and the room burning and Rose kind of like scrambling to the floor. I remember being really terrified of that. Like, and it set off my like kid fear. You know, when you watch things from your kid and they terrify you and they stay with you forever. And I don't know why, but that one just kind of stuck with me for a long time. Like, I just was like, ah, it's coming. But yeah, amazing. The Unquiet Dead. Matt says, to this day, this remains a stone-cold Doctor Who classic, up there with the absolute best. This is where Doctor Who really came back and proved to me it was the same show it had always been. Oh, cute. Which, when you really love a TV show and, you know, you've watched Burping Bins and you've had Britney Spears and Weird Trampoline-Faced Woman based on Nicole Kidman who... Apparently that's true. Russell T. Davis was watching the Oscars or something and saw Nicole Kidman on the red carpet and was like, wow, she looks like she's been ironed, and decided to base Cassandra on her. Our Nicole, oh my God, I know, it's going to upset. It's going to put some people's noses out of joint in Australia. I remember once making a joke about Nicole, I think at a gig in Paddington, which is where her parents still live or did live for a while. And everyone's like, you know, I don't care. But yeah, Matt is, yeah, it, like, it, I love that, that this, that The Unquiet Dead is the one that kind of made him go, oh no, it's still Doctor Who. Like, here it is. He says, the BBC just does period setting so well in a way no one else can, and this really benefits Doctor Who. They really are good at it, aren't they? Like, I mean, just plonk Judi Dench in a big dress and send her off to the countryside. What's that? Is that Cranford, which they, where they send Judi Dench to the countryside in a big dress? yeah, it's true. Again, cadavers coming back to life to kill the living and steal their bodies. Amazing this got approval for an early evening BBC One slot, but it's one of the best. Oh, and it's also got, you know, like, I know this is something that they do a lot in the new series of Doctor Who, which they didn't, like, do so much in, you know, the classic series. Like, you know, the... Tom Baker would kind of talk about how he hung out with Leonardo da Vinci and he would have a painting, but you would never really see much of Leo. But here we've got front and center Charles Dickens, played by Simon Callow, and an amazing performance as well. Also, apparently he was quite thingy about doing it because he's quite a Dickens scholar. And was like, oh, I'm not just going to go and play Charles Dickens and, you know, it's going to be terrible. And then read the script and was like, oh, yeah, no, this is exactly what he was like. So was very excited by the whole thing. But, yeah, it's The Unquiet Dead is fun. Now I want to watch all of these again. But who's got time? Like, I've got, like, what is it, maybe 8 weeks until the 60th is on. I'm glad Matt's made a start and is helping us along so we can have the memories of the shows without having to do all the work. Thank you, Matt, for doing all this work for us. On to Aliens of London and World War III. He says, hindsight is a wonderful thing, right? Well, with the knowledge of how badly they were struggling in the early days of filming on this series, it's a wonder that it turned out as well as it did. Sure, it's easy to pick on the man in a rubber suit Slovene, but you can't do that without also acknowledging the incredible CGI work for them as well. You can look down on the childish farting throughout, but for years after that, did anyone in a fan's house fart without being accused of being a Slovene? Oh, you're a Slovene. he says, these two episodes are a massive out loud mission statement for the new series. Spaceships crashing into Big Ben, UNIT with its proper name. Oh, yeah, they're not allowed to call it that anymore, are they? It was United Nations Intelligence Task Force, and now it's the Unified Intelligence Task Force because the United Nations sent a cease and desist. Penelope Wilton playing Harriet Jones MP, Flight on Earth, you know who she is. And the first significant death of the new series that hit us all in the feels. That poor little pig. Anyone for a bacon sandwich? Oh, Matthew. So weird. I've been listening to The Archers lately and there's a lot of business going on at the pig farm. You know what I did love? I feel like Russell T. Davis kind of dumped it after this first series. Is that this whole first series, every episode has like a subtext or a theme kind of thing going on. And they're very, like, some of it's quite pointed. Like this one, it feels like it's got quite pointed satire about government, about, you know, rampant capitalism, like the kind of sacrifices that get made to just make money, like the Slovene being, you know, the ultimate expression of capitalization. And also, you know, the property developers. Just like, how do we devalue this thing so we can build our giant building on it and no one wants to, you know, we make everyone hate, you know, that there was a thing here. Like, it's just... It is, you know, this is, there's a lot of satirical stuff going on in this two-parter. Also in the preceding episodes, there's a lot kind of going on there as well. Like every episode has its kind of like undercurrent of something. You know, there's a whole cult of celebrity thing and, you know, being invited to things and who's special going on in the end of the world. And Rose, obviously, is, you know, there's a whole lot of business going on there. But yeah, like every episode had like a subtext here and I feel like he let that go after a while. We will continue Matt's rewatch in the next episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.